ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
First, there was Ozempic face, this idea that you look different if you're on this semaglutide drug for weight loss. And now there are apparently Ozempic babies. So women who are taking semaglutide for weight loss are reporting unexpected pregnancies, some even while they're taking the contraceptive pill as well. So what do we know for sure about how Ozempic affects fertility and, importantly, pregnancy? While it's early days, we can still get some helpful advice here. Dr. Karen Hammerberg is a Senior Research Fellow in Global and Women's Health at Monash University's School of Public Health and Preventative Medicine. Dr. Hammerberg, lovely to have you back on the program.
Thanks for having me.
Now, there have been a lot of reports, but how widespread is this phenomenon? Do we know?
I don't think we know just yet. There are more anecdotal reports, but they are coming in and they are clearly surprising women. The data is not systematically collected at this point, but I'm sure there are authorities looking at these effects that are a bit kind of unexpected, and we will get better data, but it's certainly happening.
And Karen, what do we know about semaglutide's impact on fertility? I imagine there's a lot of like, oh, well, here's some stories about people getting pregnant. Is that a cause and effect thing? What do we know for sure?
So what do we do know for sure is that women with obesity are less likely to ovulate regularly, and sometimes they don't ovulate at all. And of course, if you don't ovulate, you can't get pregnant. But as the weight loss sets in with the use of Ozempic, which is why a lot of people use Ozempic, is to lose weight, although it was developed for type 2 diabetes, but it has this unbelievable effect on weight. So weight comes off. And as weight comes off, the hormonal imbalances that are caused by the obesity kind of get rectified, and then ovulation starts to happen. So, of course, every time you ovulate, there is a chance that conception will happen. So the more you ovulate, the more the chance of conception. So that's what the explanation is at the moment.
But then if people are on the pill, it's not just the ovulation, is it? There's something extra going on.
Yeah, that's another category of women that have reported being on the pill and the Ozempic and still getting pregnant. But I think in that context, we have to remember that even people who are not on Ozempic but take the pill occasionally get pregnant. There could be one pill that you forgot, or there could be some episode of diarrhea or whatever that means that the pill is not effective. But I think in this context, they're really looking into whether there is a connection between Ozempic itself and the absorption of the pill. And that question is not resolved just yet. And there will have to be studies done on this, because if that's the case, people who really don't want to get pregnant can't actually rely on the pill if they are on Ozempic. They really need to take additional measures for contraception.
What would be additional measures? I mean, if the pill might be affected by Ozempic, does that mean other long-acting implanting methods of contraception might also be affected?
I think it's thought that it's the absorption of the pill, because you take it orally and it goes through your digestive system. So you could think of an IUD would obviously not be affected by Ozempic or condom use, of course, and potentially also the injectable long-acting contraceptions, I would imagine, would be not affected by obesity in that way.
I should ask too, Dr. Karen Hammerberg, if diabetes affects your chances of getting pregnant. I mean, if you've said that obesity, once you get that under control, it can help your hormones settle and you start to ovulate. Does getting your diabetes under control also help?
Well, it probably does. And the important thing about diabetes is that having a well-controlled blood sugar levels when you get pregnant is so important. So for women who are taking Ozempic because they have type 2 diabetes, if they plan to get pregnant, it's really important to, because Ozempic is not recommended in pregnancy, like a lot of drugs are not recommended in pregnancy, so you need to stop Ozempic, but you need to take something else to control the blood sugar, because blood sugar levels going up and down in pregnancy is not good for the pregnancy. So it's a tricky one, but type 2 diabetes women who take Ozempic for that reason, they really need to look at what the alternatives are before they plan a pregnancy.
It was fascinating reading up on this, Karen, because it seemed to suggest that, animal studies seem to suggest that you should avoid it in pregnancy, but there was apparently an observational study suggesting that it was a very low risk of fetal abnormalities. How clear are we about the risks?
I don't think we are clear just yet. And I guess on the back of these animal studies, it is really recommended by the Therapeutic Goods Administration that women who plan pregnancy, and this is the important thing about planning a pregnancy. If you plan a pregnancy, you can take steps to, you know, optimize your health and to avoid things that are known to be bad in pregnancy. So if you plan pregnancy, it's recommended that you stop Ozempic a couple of months before, and that's on the back of the animal studies, but also on the back of the fact that we don't really know for sure whether it has any links to fetal abnormalities. The study you referred to showed that there was no big increase, but it's not a set evidence just yet whether it has or hasn't got effects on the fetal development. And I think you want to be careful with any drug in pregnancy and best avoid it in most cases.
Well, yes. Do we know what risks there are on the flip side for people coming off Ozempic during their pregnancy, as is recommended, in terms of their weight or their diabetes? I guess it's going to be quite a decision, isn't it?
It is a decision, because we also know that rapid weight gain in pregnancy is very detrimental to the development of the pregnancy. So it is a very tricky kind of balance to strike. The important thing, I think, is to, again, plan pregnancy. So if you can plan it, and then you have to obviously recommend it to get off Ozempic before pregnancy, but you then have to try and find ways to manage weight and weight gain during the pregnancy so that you don't get into another lot of trouble. I mean, Ozempic might be not recommended in pregnancy, but it's also known that weight gain in pregnancy is terrible. So we need medical advice, and we need, you know, constant monitoring and support from health professionals to try and manage weight during pregnancy.
We're speaking with Dr. Karen Hammerberg, who's a Senior Research Fellow in Global and Women's Health at Monash University's School of Public Health and Preventative Medicine, about this reports that are coming out that people taking Ozempic, a semaglutide drug, for weight loss or possibly also diabetes, are becoming pregnant unexpectedly. Karen, what about the risks during breastfeeding? I mean, we're still in the early days about knowing about the risks during pregnancy, but do you have any advice for people about how soon you might be able to go back on the drug after you give birth?
I don't have any data to either support or not support the breastfeeding while on Ozempic, but I do think for any drug that a woman takes, it's very important to consult with a specialist about whether it's safe in pregnancy and during breastfeeding, because some things can easily be used during breastfeeding, but other things are not recommended. And the data to date, I don't think we have enough of it, so I wouldn't be able to say whether it's a good or a bad thing. But always consult with a specialist with any drugs, I think, in pregnancy and during breastfeeding.
Well, and we've been talking mainly about women today, Karen. Do we know how semaglutide drugs affect men's fertility?
I think there is quite a possibility that it might improve sperm quality, because similarly to women, in men, obesity and also diabetes have detrimental effects on sperm quality. So if anything, the weight loss itself, and potentially not the drug itself, but the weight loss, will improve the kind of hormonal balances for men as well, and improve testosterone levels. And that tends to have a positive effect on the quality of the sperm.
This is such an interesting topic, isn't it, Karen? I know people who've suffered from PCOS, which can have polycystic ovarian syndrome, which can have as one of its effects weight gain and weight fluctuation. That must be such a hard decision for people hearing these reports. Should I go on this drug which may improve my chances of fertility, but perhaps have a risk of accidentally becoming pregnant?
It's very tricky. And the PCOS guidelines, because PCOS is a very complex metabolic condition that similarly to obesity, affects ovulation. And the guidelines say for women that are put on Ozempic when they have PCOS that they should be taking reliable contraception at the same time for the same reason that, you know, avoiding an unplanned pregnancy. But again, weight loss can help you get pregnant. So if you really want to get pregnant, you think, you know, if I can lose weight with Ozempic, it might help me get pregnant. So if you want a pregnancy, it is a fine balance to strike. But I do think that taking Ozempic for a period of time to lose enough weight to be in the healthy or healthier weight range might be advisable, but then to stop it and try to manage, you know, avoiding massive weight gain as a result. But doing that in a supportive environment and having access to resources to help you manage your weight, because obesity is very, very difficult to live with and very difficult to manage. And you can't just be told to lose weight and then expect to go home and lose weight. You really do need a lot of support.
So it sounds like, as we've been speaking today, Karen, the cautionary principle is best, but also that you might need to talk to all your health professionals, whether that's a fertility specialist or your GP or your weight specialist or your diabetes specialist, before you make these kinds of decisions.
That's a very wise thing to do, because a planned pregnancy can be, you know, so much more healthy than an unplanned pregnancy, because you have the opportunity beforehand to, let's say, take folic acid, which is so important for the, you know, avoiding neural tube defects. And you can, if you're a smoker, you can hopefully try to stop smoking and you can avoid alcohol. So there's a lot of things you can do in advance to actually make sure that the pregnancy is as healthy as possible. And that includes managing weight and also managing type 2 diabetes.
Complicated, but lovely to have your views on the matter aired on Life Matters today. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Karen Hammerberg is a Senior Research Fellow in Global and Women's Health at Monash University.
ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music and more.